Mike Lovett has been governor of Utah for more than a decade. He's been involved in a lot of controversial environmental issues. For example, like Wisconsin, Utah has been battling with neighboring states on the issue of regional air pollution. Jason Groenwald is director of Healthy Environment Alliance of Utah. He notes that Lovett wants more state control of environmental enforcement.
I have concerns over that for a couple reasons. One is that it allows for states like Utah, where you have a lax regulatory environment, for polluters to really find safe havens and know that they can operate and get away with what they might not otherwise. And the second issue, I think, related to that is what does happen when states start to face budget crunches and they don't dedicate the money that's necessary to enforcement.
Groenwald also says Lovett has a record of not including environmental groups in his efforts to build consensus on green issues. But the executive director of the Utah Department of Environmental Quality says Lovett is no backroom deal maker. Diane Nielsen says on the issue of regional air pollution, Lovett has reached out to groups like Native American tribes.
So we're building a better understanding as states and tribes. We're getting better information, and we're really building it from the grassroots up with the help of our leaders.
It isn't clear if Wisconsin Senators Kohl and Feingold will get to judge Lovett for themselves, as New York Senator Hillary Clinton may try to block a Lovett vote to protest EPA promises about air quality after the World Trade Center attacks. Others say it doesn't matter if Lovett does get in at EPA, if the White House keeps strong control over environmental policy. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.